Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
What'd you think about that shit, though?
Yeah, that's just tight, bro.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? Here, my boy, me pop him in his face. Y'all can't see my dog. Welcome to the show,
what's
man.
What's going on?
What's up, Locario, man? What's good, baby?
I'm chilling. You can hear me good? Everything's good?
Yeah, I can hear you good. Let me load the music down a little bit. I hear you perfectly, fam. Yes.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Shit, I can't call it, guys. Welcome to that dating hour, the email show with your boy, Mr. Locario, and myself, Steve the Dean Williams. But Mr. Locario, where can they find you at, big dog?
You guys can find me at badboymembership.com, or you can check me out at mrlocario.com. Hit me up, man. Holler at me.
All right. No doubt. Guys, y'all want to hit me up, you know I'm the Dean, www.themanmindset.com. We're here to answer your calls. We got emails to read to you. Y'all want to call in, y'all see the number right there, 515-605-9373. Call in, press 1, ask us a question, but realize that Mr. Locario and I ain't bullshitting. This ain't chicken soup for the soul. So we're going to keep things 1,000 with you. But with that being said, I'd like to let y'all know, Mr. Locario is Mr. Locario. I'm Steve the Dean Williams. And the best thing about it is you get two perspectives of two badass motherfuckers. So that being
right.
said, Mr. Locario, yeah, no doubt, right. Let's see what's going on. All right. So if y'all want to call in, press 1, we'll bring you in. But other than that, let's go ahead and start reading these emails and get this joint going, man. Shit. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, let's do this, man. All right, let me go ahead. All right, I got you in. Let me see here. All right, let's see. Let me go read the first email. Again, guys, y'all can see, y'all can always send emails to myself or Mr. Locario. Whenever you, if you want us to read these on the show, y'all can send us the emails. And what we'll do is we will, if they're good, we'll read them every Friday because we're coming to you for 1 hour every Friday from 6 to 7 o'clock, man. All right.
Yes,
so, all right, here you go. All right. So, here we go. All right. How do you think I can get a girl interested in me if she's my friend? I'm attracted to a friend of mine. It seems like she thinks I'm a friend. How do I ask her out on a date? I need some tips to turn into that dating thingy. I've been trying some advices from other people, but I need more precise information. What's up, Locario? What you got, dog? I'll let you go first. What you got, man?
Wait, so this guy said this is a girl that's a friend, so he's in the friend zone. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, well, yeah. In 585, I see you in there. We'll bring you in 1 second. Yeah, he's friends with a girl.
Right.
But he wants to be more now.
Right. So basically, you know, when guys are in the friend zone, what you got to do is you want to get out of it, because usually it's hard to get out of it once you get in it. So first, the best way to not, you know, have to deal with the friend zone is to not get into it in the first place. You feel what I'm saying? But since you are in the friend zone now and you want to get out the friend zone, what you got to do is you have to separate yourself from her in a way that makes you not look like a, you know, the guy in the friend zone. So what that means is that you got to almost treat her like a real friend, like one of the boys. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to tell her about other chicks you smashing. When you go out with her, you got to be talking to girls in front of her, because what you got to do is you have to make her see you as a desirable guy. You understand what I'm saying? You have to make her see you as a guy that's not just a friend. You got to make her see you as a guy that other women want. And then eventually she's going to come around and want to get with you in that manner. You feel what I'm saying? So that's really like the type of thing you really got to do when it comes to that, you know, the friend zone type of shit. You feel me?
Oh, no doubt.
So
okay.
Steve,
585.
What you think about that, okay. Steve?
I'm about to tell you, dog, what the fuck I think. Hold on. Let me make sure these motherfuckers see. All right, 585, I'll bring you in 1 second. Here's my thing, guys. Show me a lion that hangs out with a zebra, and I'll quit the fucking game. I don't believe men and women can be friends unless you're an associate. Now, if you conduct a business with someone, absolutely. But his first, second, and third mistake was, guys, if you don't let these women know from Jump Street that you are interested in them, and they realize that, you know how it is, Mr. Lucario, they backdoor these chicks, they lie to them. They try to do all this bullshit, then expect these women after a long time to sit around and say, hey, you know what? The sun, moon, and stars have lined up. Now she wants to give me some pussy. Nah, motherfucker, that shit don't go like that. Hey, Lucario, you know that shit don't go like that, man. Come on,
exactly,
man.
The exactly. Fuck is that? Exactly. Exactly, because like they saying in the chat room, you know, my dude Dave in the chat room, he's saying, you know, if you want to get out the friend zone, you got to stop being her gay male girlfriend. You feel me?
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, now hold on, we got a call in. You know, we got to grab the calls. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. Press 1, and we will bring you in. You know, I got a special phone for y'all motherfuckers to call in. Let's go ahead and bring the first caller in. Let's do this shit.
Hey, you guys!
Cut that bitch off!
Area code 585. You are on with Mr. Lucario and Steve the Dean Williams. What's your name, sir, and where you calling from?
Melvin Lloyd, Rochester, New York. I talked to you the other night. How you doing, Mr. Lucario?
What's going on, bro? What's poppin'?
What's up? D, you told me to call you back, though, after I got that message. I did get that message, but you was off, though.
What message? What you talking about? From the girl?
Oh, yeah, from the girl. You was telling me when you text message. The one I had text
message,
well, the old.
Okay.
And
what is she?
And I did what you told me to do. And at the end of the day, she was like, "Don't you taking it too seriously? You know, like, oh, you putting too much thought into it, though."
Well, wait. Why don't you tell Mr. Lucario what's going on so he can give some input in all this? What happened?
Oh, what happened was my ex had texted me. You know, I haven't talked to her in like 6 months. So she just texted me out of the blue Tuesday night. I mean, Monday. So out the blue. So I was telling Steve, like, what do that mean? And he was telling me, like, it was that maybe she want to get back with you or something like that. So I had to put the press down. So he told me to text her. So that's what I did. I texted her. And I said, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, something on my mind all day that, you know, I'm just curious why you text me after 6 months. So he told me to do that. I did that. And he called and she texted me back like probably like 1 o'clock. Saying like you put too much thought into it. I was just thinking about you. I haven't heard from you in a minute. So me, after she said that, I pressed her, like, you know, No, slow your brakes, slow down. You know, I'm just, you know, trying to figure out, you know, why you text me, you know. And she just say, well, I was just thinking about you. And to me, I'm like, if you was just thinking about me, why you text me and not call me? In my eyes, I feel like that was lame. I feel like at the end of the day, if you really was thinking about me, why you text me? But she said somebody mentioned my name, how she spoke to me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm thinking in my head as I sat down and realized, like, that's not the way you do it if you're really trying to get in contact with somebody.
All right, well, hold on. Five. Look, Mr. Lucario, what's your thoughts, Mr. Lucario? What you think on that, big dog?
Well, what it looked like to me is that either, like, I think a few things is happening. Like, she's probably fucking with some other dudes, and she realized that these other cats, you know, was on some BS. And then now she's trying to holler back at you, you know what I'm saying? But she's trying to check up on you to see if you're still interested. You feel what I'm saying? Or to see if you're still around. You feel me? So a lot of times women will do that. They'll just sort of check back with you to see if, you know, they could still get it in just in case, like, shit doesn't work out with what they're doing right now. You know what I mean? But what I would say to you is, I would say don't. I feel like you're putting too much emotion into the situation. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's one of them things where, you know, how did y'all break up in the first place? Like, when you broke up with her, she broke up with you. Like, what's the situation with that? How did that happen?
She broke up with me.
So she broke up with you. Okay, so that's the thing.
No, I'm saying the reason why she broke up with me, because I told her, like, every time we get in an argument, I don't want to fuck with you. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. So she guess she got tired of me saying that all the time. So she just like, you know what? You know, we could just, you know, be friends and all that. Like I told Mr. D, I can't be friends with nobody that I don't have sexual relationship with. That's not going to work.
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just ain't gonna be on my behalf. So, you know, I left her alone. I've been doing me, not worrying about her, so just out the blue, you just texted me. So, Mr. Lucario, right. I'm not really putting too much emotion in it. I just wanna understand as a man from y'all guys that give great advice. Like, is I'm tripping or, you know, just charge it to the game?
Well, this is the thing. You got to figure out – first, you got to figure out what you're trying to technically do in the situation, meaning if you think – like, if you say to yourself, okay, if this girl called me back, what do I want in the situation? Or do I even want anything? Do I even want to still fuck with her? You don't want to fuck with her and you keep it moving. But if you're trying to fuck with her, you have to figure out what you want and then make sure that she's doing the things that you want her to do. Because remember, she's the one broke up with you. So she's the one that has to get back in contact with you, which is what she did. But at the same time, you got to say, okay, I want her to come correct. She got to do A, B, and C. So if she ain't doing A, B, and C, then I ain't really trying to talk to her. So all you got to do is tell her. You ain't got to worry about why she's calling you. The fact is she is calling you, and if she's trying to make something happen, right, then you got to tell her, listen, if you want to see me, you got to do A, B, and C. That's pretty much it. And if she ain't doing that, then you charge it to the game. You know what I mean? That's it.
Exactly. 585. I let Dad say something.
No, Dad got hoes. She.
Right.
So look, this is the real thing, dog. You gotta understand something. At the end of the day, you gotta let her know what it is and not what could be. Don't be in a could be type relationship like Miss Carter was saying. See, the problem is you are allowing her to have the high ground and dictate what's going on with you. As a motherfucking man, you got to stand on your 2 feet and let her know what's going on. If you look, she called you. You know how women are; they throw out those little fillers and shit. You know, I'm just calling you. I'm on my period and all this bullshit just to see how you're doing and what's going. Yeah, you know what I mean, Lucario. They do all that bullshit.
Right.
So you gotta be like, yo, you know what? You already fucked her, dog. You already got the pussy, so you don't need the pussy foot with someone you got the pussy from already. Lucario, what you got on that, fam?
Right. No, I totally agree with that shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to be on some shit where you got to figure out what you want as a man first, and then you have to find a woman that's going to fit into that. And the thing is that, you know, if she's not fitting into that, you just keep that shit moving. You know what I mean?
Of course. You know, I shot her my number, but she ain't called me yet. She just had text me, and that's the last time I had talked to her, because I'm like, I feel like how you guys feel. Like, man, this motherfucker bullshit. You just, like you say, some nigga dissed her or something, and now she want to make sure that she still got that reserve, man. Shit, I ain't no reserve.
Right.
I ain't no bitch player, man. I'm a starter, man. So at the end of
right.
the day, you know, shit, if she ain't moving to my beat, and like I, you know, and I've been listening to Steve D, like I told him the other day, man, he got me on my shit. So, you know, I ain't no simp, man, around here, man. I'm full-fledged. 10 toes
right.
down,
all right.
baby.
All right, well, 585, we got to continue. Yeah, all right, we appreciate you, 585. We got to keep going, so we'll throw you back in the queue, man. But if you got a question,
okay.
just press one, okay, fam?
Okay, baby.
All right,
be easy.
That's
no, number loves, 585. All right, yes. Hey, guys, y'all want to holler at your boy, Mr. Lucario or Steve? We are here. Call in at 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Mr. Lucario, what email do you have right now, sir?
All right, so let me get to this email real quick. So this one says, I keep running into this problem and I need your help. I will call a girl and try to set up a date. And when I ask her when is a good time to go out, she never replies. Most of the time, these women just ghost me. What do I do and how am I supposed to even go on dates if these women won't respond to me? All right, so Steve, what you think about that? What's your thoughts on
man, that? Man, hey, guys, get your crayons out. I've always told you motherfuckers, you got to tell a woman what she needs to do because you need to be more of an assertive man. The thing is, guys, you always got to understand is in order to get attraction, you got to get curiosity. You got to get her attention before you get attraction. And Miss Lucario, the problem with this guy right here is that he doesn't have enough confidence in himself to tell her, look, this is where we're going to go. This is where we're going to do, and this is what time I'm going to pick you up. Either she's going to be down like four flats, big dog, or she's not, man. What you got on that, man?
Right. No, I agree. And the thing is, you know, I would say that the mistake a lot of guys make is that when they setting up a date or something like that, they will sort of leave it really vague. So they'll say to a girl, like, yeah, let's go out and let's do something on Saturday instead of saying, listen, on Saturday at 6 p.m., we're going to meet out here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You understand what I'm saying? And then so when you're saying that, instead of saying to her, hey, you know, when's a good time for us to meet up? You tell her what the time is to meet up. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if she has, if she has an objection to that, let's say she can't meet up that time or whatever, then you say, all right, cool. Well, let's meet up this time and that time. Well, but the point is that you have to be the one orchestrating the actual meet-up time and when to do it and what's going to happen. Because if you leave it up in the air, you know, the girl's probably not going to respond to you most of the time. And, you know, if she does, it's still you're going to be, you know, going back and forth. You end up getting a lot of flakes that, you know, in that capacity. So you got to be extremely direct and precise and you know, and detailed about what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and where you're going to be doing what you're going to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, dog, you know, like, and this is why, Mr. Lucario, this is why I see for me and the man mindset, guys, this is why I always tell my clients, always hand your number out to women, because
right,
if she likes you, she's going to call you. You don't need to waste your time, because all he's doing, look, he's running behind her, he's kissing her ass, he's walking on eggshells, and every time he's doing that, the pussy is drying up just a little bit more, where he's going to have to take her out to an expensive dinner. He's going to have to walk on eggshells. And that's the problem they're having, dog. Look, tell that motherfucking guy to get his spine out the backyard, get his balls out of her purse, and tell her, let's go out. And if she says no, who gives a fuck? Move
right. And another thing too, you know, what happens a lot, and, you know, this happens to me a few times, and a lot of dudes that hit me up, they tell me about this, where they try to set something up with a girl. And so they'll be like, yo, let's meet up on Friday and do this and do that. And then the girl will be like, well, I'm not sure if I can make it. I'm not sure. Maybe, given that maybe type of shit. You feel what I'm saying? So every time when the girls give you that maybe type of thing, like let's say you're talking to her on Wednesday or Tuesday and you're trying to set something up for Friday. So you say, okay, cool. Well, listen, hit me back by Wednesday night at 8 p.m. and let me know if you're available for that Friday. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to give her
a
deadline of when to get back to you, so that you ain't sitting there, you know, giving all this maybe shit. Because a lot of guys, the mistake they'll do is the girl will be like, maybe I can make it on Friday, and then they leave it up to the girl to like make the decision as to, you know, hitting them back on Friday to see if it's going to happen. and then the shit don't go down. So you got to make sure that you're on top of how you're orchestrating all the situations. So I always tell guys, you're the leader of the conversation and the situation that you understand. Don't put it in her court. Because even when you tell a girl to call you, you're the one who's instructing her to call you. So you're still leading that situation. You know what I mean? So that's how
You know what, Mr. Carr? This is why I like I say, a guy that's getting ass is going to be arrogant enough to say, call me, because everything's about me. I don't need to kiss your ass, because you know what? I got so much pussy over here. I'm drowning in that shit, motherfucker. I need, like, help. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. But, guys, y'all want to call in. The number is 515-605-9373. Call in, press 1. This is the Dating Hour. We're only here for an hour reading emails and taking phone calls, myself and Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game. Well, let me go ahead and read the next email, man. We're moving along. Basically, this is a kind of a long one, so I'm going to sum this up. The guy met this woman, okay? He likes her a lot. He's really, really interested in her, but he doesn't know what to do on his first date. He's like, well, should I take her out to dinner? Should I try to impress her? Should I please her? Miss Lucario, I'm giving you the alley-oop first, sir. What do you think on that shit?
Right. So this guy, he's really feeling this chicken. He wants to know what to take on the first date. Is that the
exactly.
The
yes.
Well, I always say, listen, for first dates, man, no dinner dates, nothing expensive, nothing over, you know what I'm saying? Like nothing. I'm extreme with it, though. I'm extreme because I say the first date should be at least $10 or less, if you can. And $10 on her.
I mean spending
$10 on her. So like if you go somewhere and you spend $60 on a date, 10 of those dollars of the 60 should just be on her. That's what I mean by $10 or less. So you can spend whatever you want on you, but $10 or less. So I say take the chick out for a drink. You understand what I'm saying? Or if you meet a chick during the day, take out for coffee or some shit. Or you take a walk in the park. Go get some pizza. Go get some hot dogs. Go to the museum. Something that's cheap and, you know, and that's not going to cost a lot of money and not take up a lot of time. Because the first date is the date where you're sort of seeing if you feeling her and if she's feeling you. You feel what I mean? So you don't want to take no girl out to dinner. You don't want to go into expensive stuff because you don't know this chick. You understand what I'm saying? You don't even know if the vibe is going to be right. The first date is always just the introduction. You feel what I mean? So you don't want to spend all that money. And on top of that, you should be talking and dating multiple women anyway. So how are you going to be spending a whole bunch of money when you're going to be dating all these chicks? You feel what I'm saying? Or seeing all these girls. So you got to, you know, think about it on an economical aspect. You feel me?
Hey, dog, I feel like we separated from birth, man. I can't, hey, guys, I tell you all the time, no dinner dates. And the first, let me tell the guys this new why. The reason I say no dinner dates, number one, but Ms. Lucario is absolutely right. But for a lot of you guys, y'all got to do something that y'all don't know how to do. You got to talk. When you pick her up, you got to talk. When you get in the car, you got to talk. While y'all driving to the restaurant, you got to talk. When you sit down, you got to talk. When they seat you, you got to talk. When he asks you, do you want dinners or drinks? I mean, drinks, you got to talk. So you got to do too much talking. And what y'all guys going to is the boring Bob, who, what, why, where, when, what do you do for a living type bullshit. Mr. Lucario is absolutely right. He took the words right out of my mouth. I tell him always go for coffee or tea, go feed the fucking ducks, go for ice cream. Do something simple because, guys, the date isn't about how much you can feed her. It's about seeing her if she's compatible enough to be on your roster. Not on you on hers, but she on yours. What you got on that, fam?
Right. No, I totally agree, man. Like, you know, that first date is you basically evaluating the chick. You know what I'm saying? You gotta basically see what she's about. You gotta ask her some questions. You gotta see what she's about to see if she's fitting with your program. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that a lot of guys don't do. Like, see, it's crazy that when guys think about first dates, they're thinking about what can I do to impress this girl so she'll like me. You know what I mean? And that's not the right way to go about it.
Yes.
The first date should be, what am I, you know, what should I do to set up a situation so that I can evaluate her? You understand what I'm saying? And that evaluation shouldn't be you spending all this money and all this, you know, rolling out the red carpet, because that's not what it's about. It's about her trying to impress you, because you got to understand something. When you approach a chick, right, you're giving, because people, you know, you got to understand that women choose the men, but as a man, you're giving her the opportunity to choose. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you gave her that opportunity to be able to choose you in order to go on that date. So then you got to be the one to say, okay, listen, I'm still evaluating you to see if I'm going to keep you on the team or not. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's what God's got to understand, and this is, and you know, this has to do with like your value. You have to understand that it's easy. Like a woman can get a whole bunch of dudes that want to smash. You understand what I'm saying? But it's hard for a woman to get a guy who she sees as a quality guy that she wants to continue to see and be with and all that other stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So when you are that guy, right, she understands that you're the prize. So you have to evaluate her to see if she's worth, you know, if she's worth fucking with. You understand what I'm saying? If she's worthy of fucking with you. You feel what I mean? And that's how it has to be, your mindset. You feel what I mean? So
I feel you. Yeah. No, that's what it is, because guys, I've always told you, these women got to come through the farm system before they even get on the roster. They've got to prove their value and their worth to you. Remember, she's going after your last name. She's going after your ring. You don't have to kiss her ass. That's what the suckers and bitches are for. Those are the guys that got to buy them the dinners and take them out. You get the doggy bags while she's giving you head and cooking your meals. All right, Ms. LaCari, what's the next email you got? Well, hold on. Let me check. 515-605-9373 is the number. Call in, press 1 if you have a question. Ms. LaCari, what you got for us, man?
Right. So this next email, it says, hey, I'm 18 years old and a virgin. I've never really even kissed a girl. How's a person like me with no experience going to go out there and try to date and have sex and all that stuff when I've heard that chicks don't like to date virgins? All right, so Steve, what you think about that? This guy's a virgin, you know, he's trying to make it happen. He's like, how do I do it?
Ooh, all right. Well, I believe, all right, for you youngins, you 18 years, because I only talk to 18 on up. For you young guys getting into the game, you got to understand, to be a perfect man, you got to know knowledge of self. You got to know about women. You got to know about dating. And you got to know about fucking. You got to know about all these things. And the thing about this young man, look, women will always be a perk, okay? Your journey towards being a man and ascending to the top has nothing to do with women. So don't ever put her above you. Never put a woman above you. She can ride beside you or behind you. But the only time you put her in front of you is when her face is in the pillow and her ass is up in the air. So what I would tell this guy, Licario, he's going to have to look. He's going to get rejected. But all I want to say to him is taste it, because you're not going to get every woman. Taste that feeling of rejection and accept it for what it is. It's not the end of the world. That means that, you know what? Fuck her. If she says no, it's cool. If she says yes, it's cool, because everything she does is going to be about you and not her. LaCario, what you got, fam?
Real talk. And you know, what I say to guys out there that are virgins and stuff, because he said, you know, chicks don't like to date virgins or whatever. That's not really true. The thing is that if you're making you know, the fact that you're a virgin affect your game, that's going to make it harder for you to get sex. You understand? That's going to make it harder for you to attract women, because you have that in the back of your head that there's something wrong with you because you're a virgin, or that women aren't going to be into you because you are a virgin. You understand what I'm saying? I always say you got to, you know, use what you have to get what you want. So if I was a virgin and I'm talking to these chicks, I'll just be cocky with it. I'll be like, listen, you know, I'm a virgin, but, you know, I'm only going to fuck with the best of the best. Like, if you play your cards right, I might, you know, let you get some of this dick. I might let you be the first one I give this dick to. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got to be cocky. Like, just don't let none of these chicks make you feel a certain way. But also, at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, I agree with what you were saying, Steve, is that, you know, you got to be able to embrace that rejection and embrace that part of the game, because rejection is part of the game. So what you're going to have to do is, as you're out there, talking to these women, as you're out there interacting with these women, you got to understand the reality of the game is that certain women are going to be feeling you, certain women ain't going to be feeling you, and certain women are going to, you know, gravitate to you, be responsive to you, and some girls are not. You feel me? So the thing is, you don't want to let the ones that are rejecting you get into your mind, and then you sort of going to rationalize that as they're rejecting me because I'm a virgin. They don't like me because I'm a virgin, and then that's going to keep you from actually going out there to get the girls who are actually into you. You understand? So it's like you got to be able to push through that to get to the other girls, and then also be confident within yourself no matter, you know, what situation you're in. So even though you're a virgin at this point, all you got to do is just keep that shit going and not be ashamed of it. And then when you're interacting with the girls, they're going to be feeling you because you already have that confidence and that swag based off of the fact that you're comfortable with yourself. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the thing that's going to grab, you know, get the chicks to really want to fuck with you. You feel what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, it is. It is what it is. All right, guys.
Definitely.
Again, if y'all want to call in, we're at the 30-minute mark, guys. Y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373. Press 1. We love to have you in. Any questions y'all want to ask us, we are here. You get the best of both worlds, guys. It's a great opportunity to ask your questions. It's the weekend's coming up, and y'all guys should be preparing to get out there and meet women. So with that being said, let me go in. Let me read the next one. Okay. So I went to my doctor today for my annual checkup, and the nurse called my name. She was attractive. She did not have a wedding ring on. She took my weight, my blood pressure, my temperature, took me into a room to wait on the doctor. I never saw her again, a check-in nurse. I only had literally less than 5 minutes with her. I tried to talk to her about my blood pressure and normal reading. She seemed sweet and was attractive. But let me see. But with this was tricky. My doctor was in there, and the only time I could keep keep her alone and build something with her was to get her number really fast. Should I have done it quick? Should have been a direct opener. I've already done the situational opener, checking my vitals. It's very difficult since I don't have little time. Any idea? What you got, Ms. Lucario? You go first, sir.
Man, well, see, in those situations, you definitely gotta go direct. I definitely think that in those situations too, it's good for you guys to have like business cards or something with your name, your number, email address on it, to literally just give it to them really quick. Because in those situations, you know, there's a lot of situations you're gonna find yourself in where you got like really minimal amount of time, so you want to be able to slide it off real quick. Also, especially you got to understand something with this particular situation: the fact that you are in the environment of a woman's workplace, you need to be able to smoothly be able to slide her that number without it being obvious. Because a lot of times a woman, you know, a chick, she might be feeling you to the point where she wants to accept the phone number and make it go down. But because she's at work, you understand, she might reject it or she might not take it based off of who's around you or if she thinks people are watching or whatever it is, because you're also a patient. So there might not be, you know, it might be a policy against that, all that type of shit. You feel what I'm saying? So if you even know this type of information and you relay it to her like this, so you take out your card and be like, listen, miss, I know you at work. I'm not sure if you're supposed to be, you know, talking to guys like this at work, but listen, I'm attracted to you. I want you to call me. Here's my number. Hit me up on Monday. You understand? You do that shit real quick. Nobody's around, and she just puts the joint in her pocket. You feel what I'm saying? And so you're able to smoothly transition into that situation so that you can, you know, create the situation for her to be able to get back to you quickly. And what it does is that she knows that she appreciates the fact that you actually knew how to do that in that situation. You know what I'm saying? And then that makes the situation even more, you know, beneficial for you in the long run. You feel me?
Oh, no doubt, dog. You know, I tell you guys, like you say, I hate piggybacking off your ass, but you 1,000% right again, man. Guys, this is why we tell you to always get your business cards, because a lot of times women, okay, the thing that happens in a lot of businesses, guys, women have, like, gossipy, fucked-up-ass people. Now, again,
right,
Everybody's in everybody's business at work, and maybe she wants to get with you, but all eyes are on her. And she might not be able
exactly
to rip a piece of paper off and write her number down to give it to you, because maybe she has a boyfriend. Maybe she has a husband. Maybe she has a few dicks. I don't know. But you know what?
Right.
She wants to keep shit on the low. So what
right.
I would tell this guy to do is, you know what? Hey, you know what? I know you're busy and all this, and I'm not trying to disturb shit at work. When you get some time, give me a call. I'd like to get to know you a little bit better now, and walk the fuck off. And like you were saying,
right.
that's all you need to do, man. You don't need to go in some long, you know, need to talk to her for 3 or 4 hours and all that other bullshit. Just
right.
let her know what is. Remember, this is more about the what is show and not what could be. Lucario, you are 1,000% right, man. What you got on the email, sir?
Right. All right, so this last email I got here, it's sort of like a friend zone email, but it's more about some other stuff. So I'm gonna read this real quick. So it says, can I get girls through the friend zone? Hey, I wanted to know, can I still get girlfriends by just being friends with them? Will they like me enough to one day realize that since I'm a good friend, that I could also be a good boyfriend? I'm friends with this one girl. I'm friends with this one girl at my school, and she keeps telling me her boyfriend ignores her a lot, and sometimes she flirts with me. So I want to know, how can I make her leave her boyfriend and get with me? So, all right, so there's a lot going on in that email. He's basically saying, is the friend zone a good way to get into a relationship with a chick? And also, he wants to know how to, quote-unquote, I guess, you know, have her leave the boyfriend or steal her from a boyfriend. So what do you think about that, Steve? What's your thoughts?
Well, guys, this is why I tell you, when you guys try to be a woman's friend, when you do that, you are what I call a vegetarian grass-eating lion. You're a lion that eats grass. And when you talk to these women, you could say try to be the smoothest guy in the world, but if you're not going after her, which she knows you really want, this is how you're going to sound to her, just like this.
I give up on her, but I don't know what to do. I really don't. There's nothing I can do. I'm powerless here. I'm still trying.
Yeah, so you that's how she's going to perceive you. Guys, women want assertive guys that know what they want. They will go after what they want. Because, guys, when you go after what you want, there is no signs of being needy or desperate. You're putting your cards on the table. But in my case, in this first half of this, Mr. Lucario, is that this guy is playing poker with his cards facing the other direction. Because
right.
she knows he likes her. That's why she's testing him, and he's failing that test. Because she's bringing up the other guy, that's where he needs to say, hey, look, you know what? Why don't we go to coffee or something and talk more about it, where you can tell me all the fucked up things he's doing, and then all I got to say is, you know what? Never mind. And she'll be like, what'd you say? Well, hey, look, hey, you was my girl, you know, all that other bullshit. But you know what, Mr. Lucario? This is what happens when they don't have faith and confidence in themselves, man. What you got on that, fam?
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, it's funny because a lot of guys think that they could sort of they could be in the friend zone and then sneak into being her, you know, her boyfriend and all of that, because, you know, they get confused because they watch all these movies and shit. You feel what I'm saying? They see this in the media, like, and that's not real life. You feel what I mean? So a lot of times,
yeah.
if you step to a chick and you know, had a situation with her where you're her friend and y'all just in a friend zone, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to turn into anything else, especially if you don't know how to do it. Because earlier we were talking about, hey, listen, if you want to, you know, not be in a friend zone, you got to know how to get out of it. But to get out of it is not just you staying around and then her realizing that you're a good guy and then she's going to get with you. That ain't going to happen. Like, she's not going to see that, because she's not going to see anything until you change. You feel what I'm saying? Until you change that dynamic. And then if you keep that dynamic up of you and her just being friends, you feel what I'm saying? That's not going to, you know, really do anything for you. But also, the fact that this guy was talking about, like, you know, he wants to make her leave her boyfriend and get with him. You feel what I mean? Like, you're already putting that girl on a pedestal. You put the pussy on the pedestal. You got to understand that there's so many women out here. Why are you focusing on this, on getting that girl? Like, what's happening in her vagina that you have to get her? Like, what is going on with, you know what I mean? Like, why do you need her? And so that's the thing that guys got to get out their head, because, you know, they're being friends with this girl. They've thought in their mind that this girl is like the ultimate thing ever in life. So they're on this mission to get her, and it's like, nah, you messing up your whole game just trying to focus on her. And I always say the game is about you. You got to focus on you. So what do you want? Do you want sex? Do you want to date chicks? Do you want to get hot girls or whatever like that? You got to make that happen and not have your game so narrow-minded just on this one girl, because the game is not about that. The game is about you just in general, you know, building your skills, building your strategy, understanding what you want to get so that you can be, you know, a guy that overall knows how to maneuver in the situation so you don't even put yourself in those situations dealing with a girl and having a girl in a, you know, or being in a friend zone with a girl and worrying about, you know, talking about her boyfriend. Like that, you're already in the wrong situation, period. So you're trying to make a situation that's already whack, you understand, turn into something else that it's most likely never going to turn into. You understand? So it's like a lot of these guys, when it comes to that friend zone stuff, it's like they got to get off that. It's like it seems like we've been talking about the friend zone for how many years now? It's like dudes don't realize at this point that you got to stay away from that type of situation. You feel me? It's crazy.
Give yourself a negative five every time you run away, guys. One thing that's important that you guys have to understand, and this is what happens with a lot of you guys, and this is what puts you in the friend zone, is because you guys focus on problems too much. You live in the past too much. You make excuses. You lack personal development. You stay in your comfort zone all the time. When problems come up, you run from it. So why would she want to spread her legs for someone like that, Mr. Lucario? She don't want nobody like that. You know, I don't.
Exactly.
Only thing she gonna spread is that butter on that bread in that restaurant that you spending all that money on. She don't want to get with you, dog. But no, what was the second question? Go ahead, dog. I know you had something. Go ahead, big dog.
No, and I was gonna say too that what a lot of guys don't understand about the friend zone is that when you're in the friend zone, what you're doing is you're essentially following the woman. You understand what I'm saying? And so she knows that you're following her. She knows you're following her lead by being in the friend zone, but she knows that you like her. You understand what I'm saying? She knows that you're interested, and she knows that you're hanging around her because you're interested. But what she's doing is she's using you for the attention, for the ego boost, all that other shit. So what happens is that you're following her program. And women are not going to be attracted to guys who who's following them. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to have her following your program. So you got to understand that about the friend zone is that by putting yourself in there, you almost automatically take yourself out the category of any guy that she can see as the guy that she would want to be with. You understand? In most cases. So it's almost like we were talking about earlier, you have to do a whole flip. You got to do a whole fucking 180. You understand? And then be able to have her see you as that desirable guy that she wants to follow. But as long as you are in that friend zone, you have put yourself or designated yourself as that guy that she can't fuck with. You understand what I'm saying? It's like the equivalent of when you dealing with a chick that you or a chick is around that you're not really that into, and you can't get your dick hard because you're not turned on. You understand? Like, these chicks can't get wet for a nigga that's in the friend zone. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen.
they can't, because they're, guys, you got to understand this. In order for her to want to do things, she's got to be attracted to you, and her just being curious about you isn't enough.
Right.
And I think a lot of these guys don't understand how this thing works. Just because you have a nice car doesn't make you a man or have her attracted to you. She's attracted to what you have. She's attracted to your car. Some guys floss the clothes or the money and all this other stuff. Look, you are good enough. You can work at Now, Mr. Carl, I used to work at Kids Kingdom, this little like Chuck E. Cheese knockoff place, making $4.35 an hour, and I was slaying bad bitches like dragons. So I'm living proof, but you know,
Exactly. No, it was the same way for me. I remember it was a time where this is the funny part. I was a time where I think I was like unemployed for maybe about like 6 to 8 months, and I was living back at home with my mom, and I was getting crazy chicks at that point. You know what I'm saying? And I had no money. There was one chick I was dating who was making almost seven figures and shit. And it was like, it was funny because now that I think about it, I was like, damn, I could have probably got some more money out that that situation when
yeah,
I was younger, but I wasn't
exactly
thinking like that. So you know what I'm
exactly
saying? Like, it was like I was able to pull that and I ain't had no money. You feel what I mean? So it is what it is,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. Guys, real quick, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. We got 15 minutes left in the show. The number is 515-605-9373. We're here with Mr. Lucario and Steve, the motherfucking Dean Williams. Mr. Lucario, isn't there a part two to that question?
No, that was it. It was just that. One was he wanted to be in the friend zone. He was trying to get out the friend zone, and then he also, the part two was he wanted to make her leave her boyfriend. So, you know, I don't know if you could talk more about that, about dudes trying to make girls leave their man or some shit.
All right, let me hear y'all guys. The only way that she's going to leave if she realizes you have something to offer her, or have something more to offer her, and I don't mean more
right
money. When you're a motherfucking man about your shit, if you're more assertive, you're more dominant, you have more leadership skills, she will leave her man for that because these guys understand. Just because she's married, just because she's in a relationship, doesn't mean she's not looking right now for someone, Mr. Lucario. What's your take on that?
Right. Right. No, that's true. Because a lot of times women will be in relationships with dudes who they're not really into. You understand? It's just like a convenience type of thing. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of times if you're there and she feels that she'd have a better time, you know, fucking with you and all of that stuff, then that's what is going to happen. But again, also, too, you got to understand that when a chick leaves her man or whatever and gets with you, it's not necessarily a lot of times about you making her leave. It's that she made a choice to leave. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she made a choice to leave and then to fuck with you, but it was something that you know the way that you were or something about you that inspired her to want to leave the dude. You understand? So it's like you don't necessarily need to try to make a chick leave her man, and which you shouldn't, because you know there's mad chicks out there. So you gotta have that abundance mentality where you're not running up on some chick or trying to get some chick away from her man. Because I know a lot of dudes have this ego thing where they be trying to make that shit happen. But at the same time, you gotta understand if a chick chooses to leave her man and try to fuck with you, you understand it comes off the fact of her choosing to do that, but also you inspiring her to actually make wanting to do that because of how you are and what you're about. You feel what I mean?
No doubt. You know. And this is a great fucking show, guys. Hot fire.
Right.
We'll be doing this every motherfucking Friday. But I'm just saying that, Mr. Carr, I feel you in my hand. You are absolutely fucking right. And that's why I tell you guys, you must have skills and be proficient in everything. Because if you're not a man about your shit, she's always going, whatever you lack, that's what she's going to look for in somebody else. So if
right
you lacking manhood, she's going to look for a man. If you lack an understanding of women, she's going to look for someone who can understand women better. If you don't know how to
right
take her out and show her a good time, she's going to look for that. And most importantly, if you don't have her toes curling like the Wicked Witch on the Wizard of Oz, you remember the house fell on the bitch, Lucario, and
right,
and the toes curl? Yeah, right. You know what I mean? No. So if you don't have her toes curling, you ready for this, Lucario? If you don't have her toes curling mentally, if you don't have that pussy between her ears curling mentally, she will go find someone else who will. What you got on that,
right,
man?
Right. No, I agree with that 100%, man, because, you know, the guys underestimate, how important the sex game is. You know what I mean? So, like,
oh,
if
yeah,
the sex game ain't on point. You know what I mean? Like, she's going to be looking for it elsewhere, man, because a lot of guys think, like, you know, because women put on that show, like, oh, you know, I love them. It's all about that. Yeah, they do love you. They'll love you at the same time sucking some other guy's dick. You know what I'm saying? So
Hey, Lucario, I got to play this clip for you, Lucario. I always play for my guys because, Lucario, if the women are not calling you and saying this to you, then you ain't fucking. Listen to this, sir.
To say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened. the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you was trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is, because I was right, you know? I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? so on, just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down.
Right, I'll stop it right there. But you see what I'm saying, big dog? Hey, Licario. Hey, look, I had to put on some sunglasses, Licario, because I can see your ass smiling and cheesing all the way from New York. Because you know those are the regular calls you be getting, dog. You know what I'm talking
right.
about,
it's
man.
Right, it's crazy. I love messages like that. I love them.
Yeah.
I fucking love them, man. and it's funny because when you get messages like that, it's like, You it's almost like you expect it. You know what I mean? It's like, okay,
yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I know, but you know the real players understand that. It's like you. I always tell dudes, it's like if you don't feel like you one of the flyest dudes on the planet, you feel me? Then you know you ain't gonna understand shit like that when it happens. You feel me? That's gonna be far
too. Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
you
yeah,
expect
yeah.
that
oh,
type
yeah.
of shit.
You know what, Mr. Carl, I tell everybody this every day, and it sounds crazy, but when I walk out my door, like the regular guy, when he walks out his door, he hears the birds chirping and the cars driving by. But when I walk out my door, Mr. Licario, I hear the roar of the crowd. I can feel the
right.
rose petals falling from the rafters because I'm about to go to battle. And
right.
they ain't got no chance. And that's how they should feel, man. They don't feel that way, big dog. Why don't they feel
right.
that way, man?
Right. They got to, man. Because I'm telling you, it's that mindset, man. I'm telling you. It's the mindset.
Yeah.
The mindset. You got to change that mindset, and shit'll pop off. You feel me?
Yeah, no doubt. They should. Yes, absolutely. Now, I got one more email. We got 8 minutes to go, guys. If y'all want to call in, we have 8 minutes left in the show. Y'all can call in at 515-605-9373 and press 1, and we'd love to hear from you. Let me read this last email we got. I've been texting this hot girl. I feel like everything is gone still. I'd like to know what you would think I've messed up, what I've messed up on, and how could I have dealt with it differently? He's got it. Fuck, hold on. Let me go past, because this one, he's got the text, and it's too long to fucking, let me go to the next one. That's too fucking long. Shit. Yeah, that's too long, man. Let me go to this one. Oh, let me see this. Oh, damn it, man. All these paragraphs. Hold on. I see. I was ready to shit.
I know what you mean. It'd be bad paragraphs.
Yeah.
You guys got to say, like, you know, no more than a paragraph or two the most, you know?
Yeah. All right. Okay, here you go. I've been messaging this girl. We've been texting for 3 or 4 weeks every day. Half the time she initiates a conversation. Half the other time it's me by flirting, everything, et cetera. Asked her to meet. She said that she was free to date. So we met. We spent the whole day together laughing, liking, touching. It was great for both parties. Before I left, I asked, where's my kiss? And she kissed me on the cheek. She texted me straight after I went home and said not to miss me that much. So I said, try. I don't know what he meant by that shit. Let me skim down that. He texted on Wednesday. Let me get to the fucking question. I mean, this is a paragraph. Let me see. All right. So he wants to know. Now she's kind of acting cold towards him. He wants to know,
right.
does she like him or are they at a certain stage? Does he have to keep going? What should he do? Should he be patient? What is he doing right, and what is he doing wrong, Mr. Licario?
Right. Well, the thing is, you know, I would say that guys got to understand that there's a lot of subtle things that you do when you're dealing with chicks that, you know, make them see you a certain way. So when he's like, hey, you know, where's my kiss? And then she kissed him on the cheek, and that was it, and that's like the interaction, you understand? That's very, like, soft. Like, he's like, on the edge. He's almost like in the friend zone, but not really. Like he's at the borderline between friend zone and not friend zone. You feel what I'm saying? Like that's the vibe that I'm getting from that, from what I'm hearing. Because when you're dealing with a girl and you are trying to kiss her, you're trying to make that happen, you have to be more assertive. You feel what I'm saying? Because the way that you act in front of women
they're going to judge you based off of how you're acting. And then once you act a certain way, they're going to look at you a certain way. So if they don't see that masculine, you know, dominant behavior, you understand, they're not going to respond to you in the way that they need to respond to you. You understand, they're going to put you in a certain category. It's not like you got to be some tyrant and putting girl in a headlock, but you got to be more assertive to where if you with the girl, you basically kiss her without asking her to kiss. You understand? You can, because I usually say for dudes, if you're trying to kiss a girl, right, you either like go just, you know, grab her and kiss her, or you can announce that you're going to kiss her. You say, yo, come here, you know, come here, I'm about to kiss you. Come here, let me get, you know, I'm about to kiss you, whatever it is. You understand what I'm saying? You can say that. But the thing is that when you're asking a woman for a kiss, or, hey, can I kiss you, or is it okay if we kiss, it sounds soft. You understand? Like, I usually tell the girl, I say, hey, close your eyes, I'm about to kiss you. You understand? Like, something like that where you're letting her know it's about to happen, or you just make it happen. So when you was reading the email and he said, oh, you know, I asked her, where's my kiss? And, you know, it sounds very soft. You feel what I'm saying? Like, to me, I'm like, that's
cake.
And I think that is, like, lending the situation to where it's at now, where it's sort of ambiguous. You feel what I'm saying? Because all those little things count. All those little things count. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know.
Oh, no doubt, dog. Yeah. The way you are outside the bedroom is the same way she's going to perceive you in the bedroom. And I think I think his first problem, Ms. Lucario, was he said 3 or 4 weeks texting. Now, was there any fucking going on between that? But I guess there was no. Yeah, because three or four weeks, you are beyond the outskirts of the friend zone. You were in the creepy, like, you're never, hey, don't get me wrong. You will be a shoulder to cry on when she wants you to hold her purse when she's going shopping for Ms. Lucario at Victoria's Secrets. You get to hold her purse at 11:30. When Mr. Lucario leaves her house, she'll call you to be a shoulder to cry on. You'll be able to put up her Christmas lights, her Halloween lights, but you never get any ass. So, and then on top of that, like you said, he's asking for something you shouldn't ask for because you know what they always say. You know when there's chemistry. You know when she's feeling you. You know when she's waiting for a kiss. They always say, like in New York, I'm sure in some nice places, if you got to ask how much something costs, then you can't fucking afford it. Never ask a woman, is it okay if I, or could you, or would. She doesn't want him, dog. She doesn't want him at all, man. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, fam?
Right. No, I that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to be assertive, because remember, again, we talk about leadership and her following your lead. Women love to follow men's lead. You understand what I'm saying? They love men who are assertive. You understand what I'm saying? And who put that out there. You understand? And so it's like you gotta make sure that you are that type of dude when you're interacting with these women. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, absolutely, dog. Real 1,000. That's what is so great about this new show right here, guys, because you get two. It's kind of like Shark Tank. You get two sharks. You don't get one. You get two pipe-hitting sharks that eat meat. We don't eat grass. We eat meat.
Right.
And I feel bad. You know what, Ms. LaCar? Let me tell you how fucked up I am, because they're guys who are fucked up this way. I'd be friends with that guy. He'd be my best friend. You know why? Because as soon as he's like, well, you know what? Can you go talk to her, Steve, and see if it's okay? I mean, look, man, if I go talk to him, I'm a fucker. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm trying to get that ass from him and say, you bullshitting with her. You know what? I heard you say it earlier. If y'all have lost and not read the memo, women love sex. Not only do they love sex and love masturbating. Guys, when y'all are driving down the street, y'all should look over in your car and she's bobbing her head. She might have that rabbit going on, just rubbing that shit between her legs. They love sex. But what they don't love is an unassertive motherfucker who doesn't know what he's doing, who's got to beg and pander. And when she tests them, Mr. Lucario, they always fail. So I'll let you finish, Mr. Lucario, and then we're going to wrap it up because I know we got the hour going. So please finish that up, babe. What you got on that, fam?
Right. For real. Now, just basically, guys, you just got to remember that the women want to follow your lead. don't be scared to leave the interactions. You understand what I'm saying? All the chick can really tell you is no. You understand? And then once she tells you that, you just keep it moving. You feel what I mean? That's it. So you got it. You got to make sure that this chick is following your lead. And also, you got to know how to read social cues and understand when a chick is interested in you, when she's not interested in you, when she's being receptive to how, you know, you flirting, when she's not being receptive. All those little things is going to help you along the way in order to, you know, get from point A to point B. Because a lot of times what stops you from point A, from meeting the chick to actually sleeping with a girl, is all those little things in between that you're missing and all those little things in between that you don't really know how to do. You understand? And this is why it's important to definitely, you know, understand the game and practice the game and step up your game. You feel me? So, yeah, that's pretty much
no
it.
Doubt. All right, well, guys, all good things must come to an end, man. Mr. Lucario, please, you have the floor, man. Why don't you give them all your information, let them know how they can reach you, get in touch with you, things that are going on with your website and stuff like that, man. You got the floor, fam.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, guys, hit me up at MrLucario.com. That's MrLucario.com. Hit me up on there. Also, you can get my free audio program called Undeniable Game, which you can get at undeniablegame.com. And last but not least, make sure you go to badboymembership.com where you get 45 to 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month, all right?
No doubt, no doubt. And guys, y'all know me. Y'all want to check me out, go to themanmindset.com. Y'all have free boot camps. I show y'all how to cook desserts and all that other shit. Lots of audio information. But also, guys, like I told you guys yesterday, the Man Mindset chat room is almost ready to go. And what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to add – I was on there for 40 minutes last night, and I got over 20 bitches. I think I got like 12 minutes of women just throwing their pussy at me. But y'all got to hear this shit. So it was crazy. But anyway, but yeah, but guys – don't forget to check out the Dating Hour with Mr. Lucario and Steve the Dean Williams every Friday night, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, Mr. Lucario. Mr. Lucario, I just want to say, as a kickoff show, there was nothing but flow, and the reason it was because we smell our own, man. And like I say, I got nothing but respect and love, and like I say, man, it's like, damn, we both came from Planet Man, and I feel like we've crash landed here and shit, and we're amongst these people. You know what I mean?
Right. I appreciate it, man. Definitely, definitely, definitely. We're going to keep it going.
We're going to keep that shit going. All right, guys. Well, look, y'all have a good week. And if y'all have any questions, get with Mr. Lucario. Get with myself. Hey, guys, you got two pipe hitting motherfuckers that's going from this point on. We're going to lead you guys to another level, man. We're going to take this shit to the next thing. All right, Mr. Lucario. Tell these motherfuckers you out, man. Let's get this. Let's wrap this shit up, man.
We out, people. I'm gone. Later.
Peace. All right. We out, too. Later. Peace. All right. I'll call you in a second, fam. I'll call you right now.
All right. No problem.
All right. All right. Peace.